You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
Thank you. We are churning out the episodes this week, Billy. It's exciting. Super Bowl week. Radio Row.
We are. How do you feel? How are you feeling about the week? Because we're coming towards the end of it.
I'm feeling tired. How about you? But I'm going to find my second win because you got to dig deep later. You know, late in Super Bowl week, Billy, you have to dig deep. The people who want it the most, they have to dig deep and say, tell your body, not today. You know?
Yeah. I have a question for you. How many?
That was a great response by you, by the way. Just a yep, and you blew me right off and kept it moving.
How many Super Bowls do you think that you've won? You know what I mean? Like, if you consider yourself at Radio Row and at Super Bowl, a Super Bowl appearance, how many have you won and how many have you lost?
Ooh, that's a great question. So you're saying, like, if I covered, I don't know, 15 Super Bowls, of those 15, how many did I win?
Yeah, 15 appearances. How many rings do you think you have of your 15 Super Bowl appearances?
10.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, 10. How about you?
This is my fourth Super Bowl, I believe, in person. I think, well, this one's not done yet. Are you ready to call this one a win?
I'm going to call it a win. I mean, how could you this not call it? We had Andy Reid. What'd you say?
This one's incomplete so far. So far. We'll check back in. We'll check back in tomorrow.
How can you say it's not a win when we had Andy Reid on? We're about to give the audience Lil Dicky, okay? Yeah. We're about to give the audience, give him two Jets, Breece Hall and Quincy Williams. We're about to give the audience Devon Achane. We're about to give him Tony Pollard. We had Mad Dog. We win. That's it. That's how I do it. That's it.
I think that I'm going to say that we're looking at a third quarter, like we're a third quarter lead right now, but we need to finish strong. This is a four quarter game, so we need to finish this one strong. You know what I mean? And there's plans. There's a good playbook for the fourth quarter, but
is
we need to get there. We need to finish strong. Yes.
Am I aware of said playbook or no?
You got to copy the playbook. If you've looked at it, I'm not entirely sure. We haven't logged into your iPad to see if you're like doing the hours that you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Or if you're playing video games or any of that stuff. But we have a solid fourth quarter plan, and we're going to see if we can execute that for you tomorrow. But anyway.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have who we go into first here, by the way, because and Billy, we should point out that I am very much missing Mikey A, and we should thank Mikey A because I'm pretty certain we're sending all this audio to Mikey A and he is editing it and getting all these episodes out. Is that fair to say? Because I miss him.
I miss Mikey A too. And I think that what we're going to have to do, I'm going to be completely transparent with you and with the audience. I don't know what we're doing about picks this week. It's not happening in this episode, but we've been talking to Gordy. We've been talking to Mojo. K-Funk, as you know, or you can guess, has been texting me nonstop about figuring out how to do this. So we're going to try to do a pick segment. I wanted to try to do it in person with some of our guys. I don't know if that's going to happen. There's a lot going on. People are everywhere.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to do with that, but that's the long story to that is I do miss Mikey, and I think that Mikey is going to be part of our Friday episode.
We just need
to figure out with Mikey, too, how we can do a nice little intro with Mikey, talk about the week, how he's experienced it, you know, and all that jazz.
We still haven't gotten to some staples yet. I am very much looking forward to you sitting down with Chris Sims. He is he has been sweating a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to present him with have you not noticed the sweat under his armpits?
No, I know. He sweats at an alarming rate just under his armpits. Like, we saw him the first day. I would imagine, and because we've been here, I haven't consumed, like, any TV or anything. So I haven't seen his show or anything on NBC Sports that he has done. So I haven't seen it if he comes out on TV. but it's like very pronounced on his shirt, so much so that like I told him it was one of the first things. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, man, what's going on? Are you okay? One, are you okay? Two, wear dark colors the rest of the week because it's a lot.
Right. I have an idea for the pick segment if you want.
Okay.
Radio Row has so many random people just hanging around. Why don't we get just a compilation of random people, just funny people, and we have them pick the games on behalf of the guys? What do you think?
I kind of want to meet the guys, though. Like, I want to see them in person. You know what I mean? I was texting Gordy because we saw Rob today, and you saw Bobby Goons today.
I did see Bobby Goons. Yeah, wherever Rob is, Bobby Goons is not far behind.
Well, so you saw them today, and I was hoping that we were going to see Gordy, too, but Gordy wasn't there. I asked him, where are you? He's like, I'm at the gym. I was like, okay, of course. Of course you are.
Right.
All right, see you later, then. Yeah.
Gord. He had no idea who we were. He didn't have our numbers.
That's another thing. He didn't have our numbers saved. It's kind of
So here's what I'm thinking. Like a fake Andy Reid. Like I'm just trying to think of some people we could put together and we do a pick segment anyway. Okay. Can we try to do it? Are you into it or no?
Sure. We can try.
It's not a good idea. You're tired, man. You're tired. Come on.
Yeah. You know.
What's the score of the third quarter right now? Are we winning? Who's winning? Us or Radio Row?
We just gave up a touchdown. The lead we had is now dwindling. We're about to lose it.
Oh, my God. We need a quarterback who can get it done in the clutch and bring it's not Chris Sims.
Well, I was going to say, are you the quarterback in this situation? Who's the quarterback here? Because we're in trouble. No good options right now. We're the 49ers of last season.
Yes.
Whoever our quarterback is down. Mikey's our quarterback. Mikey's our quarterback, and he went out, and here we are. We're going to poop all over ourselves and blow this lead.
Who are we going to throw into first? Yeah, I got Chris Cody texting me right now. Enough. Like, you and I haven't stopped talking. He knows we're recording, and he won't stop texting me. It's distracting me, Billy.
Yeah. I mean, just put your phone down. Ignore him.
I'm trying to. Anyway, we have Little Dicky coming up. I'm sorry, I can't read my own handwriting. We have Devon Achan. We have Christopher Mad Dog Russo. We have Tony Pollard, Dallas Cowboys running back. We have two Jets, a pair of Jets cutting it up. My guys, Breece Hall, Quincy Williams. Where are you going to first, Billy?
We're going to go to Stu, your new best friend, Lil Dicky.
A couple of Little Dickies cutting it up. Very exciting. Radio Row Super Bowl week. This is what it's all about. Little Dicky is with us right now.
This is it. This is why we do it, right?
This is what it's all
Moments
about.
Moments like this.
This is why you do what? You do what you do for this moment right here?
Just so I can get on this radio show and rock out with you folks. Okay. Yeah.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I am. Look, I'm a social guy. It's like, you know, obviously I'm here to promote Mountain Dew, so I'm getting paid to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there's not many more pleasant ways to make money than what's going on
You
would right
have been here for free. It's just the payment's a plus.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
Hey.
This is what we
do
it
for. Talk to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you doing with Mountain Dew?
Look, I don't know if you're aware, but this flavor, Baja Blast, and I'm, you know, obviously I'm being paid to say this, but I wouldn't align myself with a corporation or a product that I didn't actually love. So this Baja Blast soda has only been accessible at like Taco Bell drive-thrus for the last 20 years. You couldn't get it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved it. Every time I would go there, I'd be like, what is this mysterious soda that is just not offered?
Mm-hmm.
And 20 years later for their anniversary, they're now releasing it everywhere. You can go to any convenience store in America and you can get it. I'm here to spread that message.
You got that down, man.
Hey, I'm born to spread that. I truly love this flavor of soda, so I'm happy to tell everyone that it's out and it's here.
Is there anyone here that you've met where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm meeting this person, or you don't care? I think it's the other way around, right? No?
I have not experienced
that. Do you like football?
I love football.
Do you really?
I love it. Oh my God.
So you haven't like walked into like Dan Marino or someone and be like,
where the
hell's
Dan Marino? I haven't
Well, he was supposed to be here, but he blew us off.
The only person is Cam Hayward is the only person that I saw where I was like, yeah, at least he's like a Pro Bowler. But like, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen Marino. I haven't seen any Hall of Famer. No, I haven't met anybody like that.
There's been lots of Pro Bowlers. Raheem Mostert?
Yeah.
He was here.
Didn't see
him. Doesn't do anything for you.
I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah.
And I like his career. It's like an interesting career, but
yeah.
I haven't seen him.
Are you uncomfortable with the amount of people? Are people coming up to you, right? Like,
yeah, I'm not.
Wanting to meet you?
I'm a pretty affable social man, so I'm okay with it.
Have you been able to somewhat blend in this situation?
Not with the sweater.
No? Yeah, that's true.
You know? Why'd you choose that sweater today?
I was told to wear something unbranded, and then I'd like looked and like everything I owned just said like Nike or Adidas. Okay. So it's like, this is what was unbranded. I thought, this is a pleasant look. I don't know. I don't know
it
why.
It looks nice.
It's okay. Yeah. It's a little hot in here for the sweater.
That's the thing. Outside, it's cold, but when you come in here and all the lights are on, it's pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah.
Are you going to the game?
No.
Okay.
If you could go to the game, would you go to the game?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
First off, I just happen to like watching football more on TV. I like the yellow line. I like the replays. I like the analysis. I turned down in 2018 when the Eagles, I'm an Eagles fan, when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, turned down free tickets to go back to Philly to watch the game on TV with all my best childhood friends. They won, stormed the city. No better night in my life. What a good decision. I just don't think football is a great live sport.
Interesting.
Do any Eagles do anything for you? Donovan McNabb's over there. Are you excited about that?
That nothing would excite me more. I'm a huge McNabb guy, and I would like you to point out where he is.
Okay. We'll track down Donovan McNabb for you.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Our buddy is Mike Golic. He does this show with us often. Do you know who Mike Golic is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You know he's an Eagle.
Yeah.
Does that excite you?
You know, McNabb is my quarterback.
Yeah, he's over there. I mean,
when I think of the Eagles and I think of like who is my quarterback? Yeah. That's McNabb. And I also think McNabb kind of got an unfair shake from the city of Philadelphia. And I think like, look, I'm the kind of guy who would rather contend for a decade and not win than be irrelevant and win one year. So McNabb gave me a decade worth of like, we're in it every year and I have hope for like 11 months or whatever it is.
Yep. So does Andy Reid do anything for you or not really? Because he didn't do anything for you.
He does everything for me.
Okay.
I always loved him. I wish that he, you know, by the end of his Eagles run, I thought that it was okay to get a new voice in there because we were kind of losing the same way every year. And it felt no one was rooting for him to win more in 2020 than me. I love him. I still root for him for this day. I'm rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl because of him. So I love Andy Reid.
Sirianni, though, he's out of his mind, right? I mean,
I don't know Sirianni. I think this season is a real indicator of how important coordinators are in the NFL. And 2 years ago, we had Shane Steichen and why can't I remember? He's the coach of the Cardinals now.
Oh, Gannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, we let two stud coordinators get away and we hired two kind of new coordinators and now we fired them. I think it's really important who your coordinators are. And so Sirianni, I think I give him credit for like his initial assembly was like two stud coordinators.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give him, I think Fangio and Kellen Moore are the right hires too. So I feel good about the current state of the Eagles.
I did not think that we were going to go deep in the weeds on the Eagles coordinators
here
today.
Guy.
No, it's great.
You thought I was a phony.
No, I didn't think you were a phony.
I didn't.
You didn't think I would talk about Vic Fangio.
Okay. I'm glad that you brought up that you're a phony because I was told something about your before you blew up, when you were famous but not as famous as you are now, a story. And I wanted you to either confirm or deny this story because it was told to me last night. So Stu Gatz, you're going to be proud of this.
Okay.
You were once against on Highly Questionable with Dan Levitard and Bomani Jones.
Yep.
Okay. I was told that one of their producers saw you out in a bar before you were on their show. And you guys were talking. You guys kind of hit it off. And then this person like reached out to you and you're like, I'm friends with Bomani. We talk all the time. So then he said, okay. And they booked you on the show.
Uh-huh.
Then he then reached out to Bomani. He's like, oh, we booked Little Dicky. Like you guys are talking all the time. And he's like, I've never met Little Dicky.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, so you say this did not happen. Because if it happened, it's a genius move because you got on the show.
I didn't.
And this Stugatz is very strong in you. Yes.
It wasn't a finesse. I think probably what happened was Bomani definitely followed me on Twitter or something. There was some Twitter back and forth. And
right.
When I said I was talking to Bomani, like I've talked to Travis Kelce for years. I've never met him. We've only Instagram DM. You know what I mean? So it's like, in theory, I've never actually spoken a word to Travis Kelce, but I do feel like I've been talking to Travis for years.
I think that you could say you're friends with Travis Kelce.
It's borderline, but
It's a good time to buy him Travis Kelce.
I can say that.
Yeah. I met him once for 17 minutes, and I tell everyone he's my best friend.
Because here's the thing. If Travis Kelce sees you, he's going to go up to you like you
big
guys
hug,
are friends.
Big
exactly
big
right.
Hugs.
So you're friends with Travis Kelce.
I agree. Yeah. No, it's cool. I wish I was smart enough to hustle like that, but no.
I do like the idea. I'm going to believe it's true. Even though you're telling me that it's not, I'm going to believe it's true.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
What's the best and worst thing about being this famous, your type of famous?
I personally, first off, I'm like not like some artists are like shy or like don't like attention or like, you know, and I'm not craving attention, but really at the end of the day, all it really is people walking up to me and praising me and being like, I love your and it's not at an overwhelming Justin Bieber like level.
Yeah.
It's kind of at the sweet spot where it happens a fair amount, but it's really manageable. It doesn't impact my day. And I'm just kind of showered with praise like throughout my days. So I have nothing to complain about.
Do you like, you could probably just show up. Well, answer this question for me.
Sure.
Can you show up to like a big sporting event or a big concert without a ticket and just get in? Have you reached that type of fame yet?
Well, I don't know that. I think
you have.
Well, I definitely would never buy a ticket to anything.
Really?
I can get free tickets to anything.
Okay. What's the best free ticket you've gotten?
Well, I was just in New York last week. I was courtside for the Knicks. I was courtside for the Nets. Didn't, you know, I don't pay for any of that.
Right.
The more famous you get, the more free you get. Everything, like, I'm sure the sweater was given to me for free somehow. I don't know.
You're tired of the free shit, huh?
No, I'm not tired. I love it.
Look, there's Dan Marino right there.
Oh, wow. See, now, yeah, that's cool.
Now you're excited. Look at you.
Do you think Dan Marino knows you?
No way.
Really? If you want, just get up, go and say, hey, what's up, Dan Marino?
I can't. I have too much. It's too
really?
Weird.
What do you mean? Go say hi to Golic.
No, he doesn't care about Golic. He cares about Dan Marino.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're starstruck a little bit. You're a little dicky, man.
It's Marino.
Yeah.
That's Ace Ventura's pride and joy.
That's
Dan
exactly
Marino.
Right. We like to play a game called Marino Montana.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's basically the whole game. It's Dan Marino.
That's it. You got to pick one.
You know, I can't tell you that I grew up watching these guys to give it the proper eye test. Yeah, you know what right. I mean? I can just tell you, I don't know, statistically, you got to go Montana, right? He's one more.
Dan Marino's right there.
I know. Well, he can't hear me.
That's true.
Yeah, but you see what he did? He did the rings thing.
So you partners with Mountain Dew and Baja Blast, and you're in are you in the commercial with Aubrey Plaza for the Super Bowl?
No.
You're not?
What?
No. Why not?
What?
No, they shoot it separately?
I'm not a part of that commercial.
So you're just here to promote her commercial?
I prefer not even talking about a commercial.
We're not talking about her.
Yeah. No, but it is cool. I used to be an ad guy. I grew up like loving commercials. I've worked at an ad agency. I've written like 15 commercials that have been on
television. Copywriter, huh?
Yeah, I was a copywriter, exactly. Wow. So I am excited about the prospect of a Super Bowl spot, even for as a fan of the brand, truly. Like, I even though I'm not in the spot, I respect Aubrey, I respect Baja Blast, and I'm excited to see it.
Screw her.
No, I like her.
No.
She's cool.
You didn't want to mention her.
Exactly right. Now
I changed my tune now that you got me going.
Yeah, okay,
that quickly.
Fine.
Yeah.
What's the greatest commercial? You like commercials.
That's I love commercials.
What's the greatest commercial of all time? Because if you're a copywriter, you really love commercials.
Wait, what did you write commercials for?
I did a lot of NBA commercials.
Really?
I have like 10. Yeah. Google like NBA big playoff campaign. It's back when like words would pop up.
Yeah.
And be like, blah, blah, like, and I would.
It's all you?
I would find the footage.
Right.
Like the slow-mo footage.
Yes.
I would write the words.
Right.
And I would pick the music. I like put Mobb Deep over the Spurs.
Uh-huh.
I did all these really cool. I put Usher Climax over like a championship. It's really, I did great work.
Are you excited about Usher?
I am excited. It's the first concert I ever went to. It was
really?
Usher. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what other music are you into? Like you like. You like Dead and Company? You like...
No, I'm since I've become a rapper...
I'm trying to get him to go to a show with me.
Yeah, since I've become a rapper, I really kind of more or less exclusively listen to rap music, if not purely for motivation. But I'd like rap music the most anyways. But I don't know why. I haven't like... I just been like... I listen to a lot of Drake.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have like a... Like, when was the moment you knew like, holy I made it.
For me, it was the first day I put anything out because you got to realize I had been working on this stuff behind the scenes for like 3 years. All my friends, my family thought I was crazy. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to put the stuff out till I had like a thing I could put out every week. I put my first video out and it got 1 million views in the first day. And it was really like, I was like, oh, I am who I thought I was. Even though it's 1 million views on a YouTube video isn't right. Like the equivalent of like a TV show with Brad Pitt. I knew that.
Or a commercial with Aubrey Plaza.
Exactly.
I'm not even in that. Right?
I have 20-year-old daughters, and I will tell you they've never been more impressed with their dad than they are today.
Hell yeah. You're raising them right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're here with Mountain Dew and Baja Blast. What are you doing with 940 Baja Radio?
Look, the drive from Southern California to Vegas is like unbearably boring. So I just put together a nice little radio show. You guys know I did talk some talk.
Uh-huh.
Got some good tunes up there that I selected. So it's just something to ease the pain.
Nice.
Yeah.
You like sports radio, I think, don't you?
I love sports. I grew up 610 WIP. Come on, Howard Eskin.
Are you a Knicks fan,
Glenn Mack now?
Howard Eskin.
A Knicks
now
fan?
Now Spike Eskin has taken over in afternoon.
Yeah, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Sixers fan. I'm a Philly fan.
Okay,
yeah.
You said courtside Knicks. That's
I just happen to be in New York.
Yeah.
But if you were Philadelphia, it'd be courtside Philadelphia.
I don't like the Knicks at all. They're in my division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you love Embiid? Have you met Embiid?
I love Embiid. I have met Embiid. I play poker with Embiid. And
what?
Yeah, it's kind of like, and so on that note, there needs to be, when I play poker with Embiid, I've never even talked about this. There's no limit on the amount of money. Like, it should be everyone, like, has the same amount of chips.
Yeah.
But because he makes, like, $70 million a year. He's, like, buying his so he just bullies you because he has more cash.
Yeah.
So he does, like, he, like, all the time is bluffing or not, and I just can't compete.
He can lose as much as he wants.
We should all be in with,
you should start with the same amount of money.
Exactly. Yes. Blame Daryl Morey. He's the organizer of this game.
So you're playing with, like, 5,000 and Beat's playing with, like, 100,000.
Like, kind of literally, yeah.
Yes. Hey, one more time on the way out, Mountain Dew, tell us about it, and we appreciate your time.
Mountain Dew, look, they got a Super Bowl spot coming out that I'm not in. They got a radio show that I am a part of that you can listen to. And look, the most important thing is this flavor that is like a treasure of a flavor that you just could not access except for Taco Bell for 20 years is now really readily available, and everyone should know that.
You're great, man. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
You got it, man.
Goodbye.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
He is a legend. He is the mayor of Radio Row.
Oh, gosh, please.
You know that, right?
Enough spots, I can promise you. How are you there, Stu Gus? Mr. Gill, how you doing? All right?
Great, how are you?
Okay.
Look at that smile on his face.
Oh,
when he calls
yeah.
you Mr.
Dolphins
Gill.
Hat
I'm excited, man.
Did you enjoy that frozen game in Kansas City with your Dolphins?
You know I did not enjoy that, doggy.
Their season ended on that punt return against the Bills. Yeah. That's when their season
yes.
ended.
Well, really, it ended against Tennessee with Will Levis.
That's true. Should have yes. won that game. Had a two-score lead in the game.
Horrible.
After you're out of it, the whole game.
Well, they would have clinched the East and that, and then
they would have had the home game, and
yep.
who knows?
Exactly
yeah.
right.
Doggy, how many Super Bowls for you?
1990 was the first. So what was that, about 34, 35?
Jesus.
The San Francisco-Denver game when the Niners beat the Broncos 55-10.
Right.
That was the back-to-back years with Montana. The next year, the Giants beat San Francisco in the three-peat game and played Buffalo.
Right.
So that was the second one we were at. So the first one was in New Orleans. In 90, there was nobody there. Eddie Edelman was there, maybe Eskin of Philly, and the local radio, but not a lot there. That was the first one.
Chris, it's changed a lot.
Oh, it sure has. The first time I remember a little Radio Row was in L.A.
Right.
for the Dallas-Buffalo game,
yeah,
which was in 93. They put us in a convention room at the hotel at Universal. I would say maybe about 10 stations. That's
right.
That's the first time I remember lots of radio stations in sort of a Radio Row scenario. In so the last 15, 20 years, look at it now.
You right. built this.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why are you so uncomfortable with that? You did. You built the whole industry,
strong.
Dog.
Here's the thing, though, doggy.
I love you, Steve.
Here's the thing, though. You know what that I like about you? The fact that you're still here doing this because you're so accomplished.
And
so
loves
many people,
it, Billy.
And
yes.
love it.
Yes.
You love the energy.
Yeah,
love
I do.
The,
the energy
love
carriage.
The hubbub and the hullabaloo.
It does. There's something to that. It keeps you young. Yeah, I can't, you know, so you do it because if you don't do it, you're not going to get back into it. So you better make sure you have it all out of your system.
Right.
When in fact you do say I've had enough. But 90 was the first one. I did miss the one in Tampa with the pandemic when Kansas City played
sucks.
The Bucks.
Right. Yeah. Well, Tampa sucks.
That was on Zoom anyways. You didn't want
that,
you missed nothing.
That was
nothing.
A Zoom one.
You missed nothing.
But I did go to the next year when it was in L.A., and the Bengals played which was the first one they sort of got back together again after mm-hmm. COVID. That was a couple years ago. I did go to that. So I've been to plenty of them, so there you go.
Dog, you know how much I love you. I never want you to stop doing this, but I did read recently you were quoted as saying, I can't do this forever.
Ooh,
and I'm
going to
tell
that.
You, yes, you can. And you better.
Those quotes were a while ago. Yeah, because I was talking about kids, everybody's out of the house.
Yes.
So it's just my wife and myself, which is obviously going to drive both of us nuts. So from that standpoint.
More her than you, dog.
I'm probably right.
Yeah. If anything, more reason to keep doing it and coming to Radio Row.
But she's with me this time, so I got burned here.
In Vegas. She's not leaving you alone in Vegas.
And my daughter's with her, too. So the both of them, they are you know, keeping each other company. But first time she's been with me at the Super Bowl, probably since the mid-90s, been a lot long.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that, you still like doing it. You love the First Take stuff with Stephen A. It's fun. You got the baseball still there in the mix, too, for a little while. So from that standpoint, I'll go as long as I can go. The radio is only 3 hours a day. It's not the end of the world.
Right.
So away you go.
How big has Stephen A. and that show and that platform been for you?
Oh, very, very. Renaissance.
You love it, dog. You're great.
Renaissance.
Yes.
Renaissance.
Yes.
I mean, he gave me another second. He gave me a second wind.
Right.
Is what he did. I mean, because it was 2.5 years ago, and he gave me a second win. Plus, it's amazing the amount of the audience who doesn't follow you on radio, doesn't know anything about, like, you guys follow me on the radio.
Yes.
90% of his audience follows him on the TV.
Right.
So they don't. You know, his audience doesn't have, they're not going to listen to Sirius, for instance.
Yes.
Most people in that situation probably won't. So it's a different element that has sort of been introduced. And so as a result, it works out well because you got the radio taken care of.
Right.
And then you have the his audience and the TV audience per se taken care of.
Yeah.
So kill two birds in one stone.
You know what I understand? You were meant for TV. You're great at radio, but TV, you take it
animated
to another level.
Animated.
Yeah, oh, my Billy, God. Billy, you know where the cameras are. You know exactly how to play it. You're great
Billy,
on television.
Dog loves radio.
Like, I do.
Loves, it's his radio passion.
Well, you know what I like to do better than anything else? I like to perform.
Yeah, that's yeah. You are a performer.
I like to perform.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really the key. If you like to perform, you can do it forever. You guys like to perform. He loves to talk.
I love
to hear himself talk. Yeah. I mean, so from that standpoint, if you love doing that, you can figure out a way to get through your days.
Just don't stop, dog.
Nah, I won't stop. Who do we like in the game, by the way?
Who do you like?
I like the Chiefs. I'm not betting against Mahomes.
Why are they the underdogs?
I can't understand that either. I'm surprised. 2.5. Well, it's only 1.5, 2 points.
Yeah.
The Bay Area, Vegas, maybe a lot of money coming in on the Niners because it's close by.
Yeah.
But why would you bet against Andy Reid and Mahomes?
No,
I wouldn't do that.
Dog, this would be different, right? Like this, because for Mahomes, the first two Super Bowls he won, he was expected to win those Super Bowls. The teams were good. Even the third he went to, he was expected to win. This is different. 8 weeks ago, no one expected this team to win a Super Bowl, to go on the road and do it against Josh Allen, to do it against Lamar Jackson, then neutral field against San Francisco. This would put him in a whole different conversation.
I agree. Yep. And that's one reason why I like the Chiefs. San Francisco should have lost to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky Campbell helped them against Detroit, while Kansas City had to play the extra game in brutal weather. And then, of course, beat the Bills. And that was a toss-up game, but they played well in that game. Good second half. Offense was good. And they played much better than the Ravens. So, to me, the Chiefs are peaking at a little better time right now than the Niners. That's another reason why I like Kansas City. And again, I'm not betting against Mahomes. How can you? He's 14-3 in the playoffs. And he's had one bad half.
You'd be an
idiot. Game against Cincinnati.
Yes.
That's it.
Right.
He's had one. I'm going to give him a break in the Tampa game in the Super Bowl because Reed was bad. The offensive line was terrible. I'll give him a little pass. Reed's kid had just had the car accident.
Yeah.
I think it kind of took something out of him. It was 4 days before it was a week and a half before the game. I think this is something different. I think that you'll see Mahomes play. A little house money. You know, can you imagine Mahomes is coming into this game in a house money scenario? Who's going to kill Mahomes if they lose?
Well, he is. He is because he's already been saying
you don't want to lose too many Super Bowls.
Yeah,
though.
He's already been saying 3-1. It looks a lot better than 2-2.
I know Brady lost two. He lost two to Eli, lost one to Nick Foles. But you don't want to lose too many if you're chasing Brady.
That's the thing about Brady that's insane is that Patrick Mahomes needs to get 6 more Super Bowl wins to pass
him.
He
won't. He won't pass him.
He won't.
He's 28. He's not going to get 6 more. But I think there's a different argument about the aggregate total of a career where Brady is going to be unmatched.
Yes.
And in a scenario of their peak, who would you take? Aggregate, you can't beat Brady. If you ask me who's the best quarterback I've seen, I'd say Mahomes.
Okay.
Scrambling ability's got something to do with it.
But you get what I'm saying. It's kind of like the Jordan-LeBron argument, right? Jordan went to 6, he won 6. LeBron went to a bunch and lost a bunch, too, you know?
Right. It's a little bit like that.
Yes.
It hurts him.
Yes.
I think Jordan's better than LeBron anyway.
Yep.
Because I never saw Jordan collapse in a big game, where I have seen a little bit of LeBron do that. But and I have seen Mahomes play poorly in a game, and Brady had a couple of bad games, too. But if you ask me right now, money on the line, one game to win.
Yes.
It's probably either Mahomes, Brady, or Montana. Take your pick.
That's where I get the one game to win thing from. I get it from him.
You get it from me?
Yeah.
Excited to see if Taylor shows up to the game?
Yeah, she will. I guarantee you. I had Clark Hunt on yesterday. She said he'll be here.
Yeah.
Well, what time is that flight?
She asked the owner of the Chiefs if Taylor is going to be there.
I asked her about security. How did you handle the security or your...
Well, hold on a second. Doggy, you can't criticize everybody talking about Taylor, and then when you have the owner of the Chiefs going to ask about Taylor Swift.
It was the last...
Good job, Billy.
Billy, good job. It was the last question, and I almost forgot to ask it, but I got it in. What is she finishing in Tokyo? What about 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes.
So she'll get her.
Yeah.
She'll fly. I mean, she's not flying United. I promise you that.
Clark had to be so grateful for Taylor.
Yeah.
My Lord.
He really put the Chiefs, you know, even more so on the map.
Right.
The Chiefs, sir. Listen, what a run.
Yes.
You know, and they didn't win for 100 years. You remember the Chiefs had a lot of bad seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They won the one Super Bowl in 4, and after that, they were terrible.
Yes.
And now they have one of the great runs you're ever going to see.
Well, and you're questioning Andy Reid. Can Andy Reid win the big game? Because that was his reputation.
I sure
in Philadelphia.
Did say that.
Yeah.
He got a chance to win 3 here.
Yeah.
I said that all the time. Right. I think we've learned that Reed can be a little sloppy with the exit, with the game management. You know, he can be a little sloppy
Mahomes
there.
Mahomes erases a lot of that.
Yeah, he does, no question. He had McNabb. He had McNabb, and McNabb was good, but he wasn't great.
Yeah.
This guy's great. Erases, he camouflages a lot of stuff.
We'll let you go in a second here. How do we get Bruce Springsteen to the Sphere? How do we do that?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I know, Doug.
He's coming to Vegas, you know, on March 23rd or so.
You going?
You know, I'm not, but he opens up that second half of that tour. I had Stevie Van Zandt on in the studio.
Right, of course.
2 weeks ago. He's very good.
Once a year, 90 minutes. Yeah, at least.
He was really good. Anyway, he starts in Phoenix on the 19th of March, and then that weekend he's here, but I'm sure he can't do it. I'm going to the Sphere tonight. Have you been in?
He's going to you too?
Yes.
You want to go, doggy?
I'm going to take my wife and kid.
Oh, you're taking your doggy. How about me, you, and a gummy?
I would have too. I hear that. Have you been in? Have you been
there? I haven't yet, no.
I hear it's a little weird, the building. Have you heard that?
I have heard that.
Well, it's a Sphere.
There's vertigo issues. You got to be very careful in there. I'm telling you.
Vertigo issues.
Yes.
Yeah. That will freak me out a little bit. No. Oh, my God. Maybe I won't go.
Doc, how about this? We come back to Vegas in like 4 or 5 weeks. Dead and Company is playing at the Sphere.
Yeah, I saw
that. They have a residency. You want to come with me?
No, I'm
not. Doc, come on.
I got my wife tickets for Adele on Saturday night.
Ooh,
so she saw them, Adele, Saturday night.
Look at you.
That was good, too, at the Caesars Palace. That was a good job.
That is a good move. SiriusXM Radio, Mad Dog Radio. You can check him out in the afternoons. He's an absolute legend.
I love you, Stugart. You're the best.
He is
Mr. McGill, good to see you.
Of Radio Row. Doggy, this place goes as you go. You know that.
Appreciate
right?
it, pal. Okay. You got it.
We love you.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
All right, very exciting for me. A very tired, exhausted Breece Hall and Quincy Williams are joining us right now, Super Bowl Radio Row. There's a plate of wings in front of me. You guys are doing some stuff with Bounty. Tell the listeners, Breece, what you guys are doing with Bounty.
Just creating a great partnership with them. You know, you can't have football without wings, and you can't have wings without Bounty. So we've been just...
Man, you are good, Breece.
He's so damn right now.
Wings all day.
Making sure
we stay clean with the paper towels and everything. Thing, you know,
I love the jackets.
Yeah,
by the way.
Appreciate it. We represent today.
My wingman.
But you like to have fun?
Yeah,
don't
we got to. Hey, I do like to have fun.
Yeah. I know. We had you on earlier. We had both of you on this year. Let's try it out with you. What are you doing with Bounty, Quincy?
All right, let's see what I'm doing. I got to find a good punchline. He had a good punchline.
Yes, he did.
Ooh.
Okay, you want to take a second?
All right, babe. We got wings in the way, though. So. Okay, yeah. The reason why we got wings, though, so we here with Bounty. Bounty, yep. You got extra saucy wings. Mm-hmm. The thing about Bounty is you don't really need a whole paper towel. You feel me? You can get you like one or two. You're good. You can eat a whole 10-piece, 20-piece wing. So it's good that they partnered together. And then it's also like real big in the Super Bowl, too. So like, I know I have wings at any party I have.
Right.
Everybody mm-hmm. probably have wings at a party they have. So a lot of wings are sold during the Super Bowl. So you need a lot of paper towels. You need a lot of Bounty.
You're both good.
I think my punchline going to be like the extra sausage. But you ain't got a word because Bounty will pick her up.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this your first time at Radio Row, both of you?
No, I was here last year.
Okay. But it's exhausting, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's exhausting.
Oh, yeah. It's fun, though.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Yep.
Meet a lot of people.
Are you enjoying Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. are you guys going to get into later? Because, like, Brees is counting down. Like, hey, man, I'm out here. I got an hour, and then I can go hit Vegas, man.
Some shopping. You know, we both were talking about doing some, like, more touristy stuff, going around some sightseeing.
I want to go to Museum of Illusion.
Yeah, you feel
really?
Me? Yeah.
Walk the strip.
Right. I'm excited. I'm about to start looking on TikTok. Things that fun and you feel fun in Vegas.
I watched the Hangover last night, so I'm trying to find out what they're doing, like the street dance and stuff.
So you guys will do all of this together. Whatever you do, you're going to do together, hang out together?
Some stuff.
Yeah, some
okay.
stuff. Yeah.
Brees, you told me, like, you just go home and play video games earlier this year.
During the season, I'm a big video game
I know, but
guy.
Now you're like, you're in Vegas. You're like, I want to go outside.
You got to go outside.
I'm with my people, so I'm having fun.
Do you guys get into, like, do you play blackjack? Do you go to the...
I try to stay away from that right now.
Right?
You know, try to stay away. But if I do, they say it's hard to stop gambling, so I don't even want to start.
Yeah, I don't even want to start.
No, they say.
I lose $1, I'm done. I ain't even
really
risking
it.
I'm
not risking it.
Brees, you're going to be fine if you lose a dollar.
I might just a pool
right.
whatever, you know,
yes.
put something in there.
You said you watched The Hangover. I'm wondering, the favorite movie, your favorite movie, Quincy,
and then
I want to get Brees's, yeah.
My favorite movie is The Mask by Jim Carrey.
Okay.
My favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, and what's yours?
Probably this movie called Now You See Me. It's about, like, magicians and stuff.
Oh,
real
like
real
that.
Unique movie.
Are you into magic?
That was in Vegas.
I know you're in Vegas.
I
know. Go see a magic act.
Yeah,
go see a show.
I could. We had one this summer when we were doing Hard Knocks and stuff.
Yeah.
He came and did some stuff with us. So it was cool.
Did you guys enjoy Hard Knocks? Was that fun for you?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You
liked it?
It's not as bad as everybody makes it seem.
Yeah.
I just having cameras in your face all the time. Like,
it wasn't
like right now.
It wasn't like that, though.
No?
So, like, we was on the field in Mies and stuff. So, like, they did have cameras in our Mies and stuff. So, that was probably like the closest they were to us. But other than that, they was kind of, like, invisible.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys, at the beginning of the season, I'm a Jet fan. You guys know that. So, you were expecting to be here, both of you, right? Like, you thought, hey, I'm not going to be on Radio Row with Bounty, although you're proud to be with Bounty.
I'm
playing in the Super Bowl, right? We got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disappointing for you.
I mean, the whole season was a roller coaster, but the biggest thing, like we've been telling everyone, is, like, those last couple of games. So, like, looking forward, I mean, you can't control it now. I mean, you feel me? Can't change it now.
Yeah.
But, like, just looking forward far as the season and things like that. So just how we played those couple of games, actually get to see Aaron back out there in practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't play any of the other games, but just at practice stuff, just like, you know, it's exciting.
Brees, I was so happy for you because you went through the injury and you came back, and I remember we spoke to you, I think, right before, I don't want to say your breakout game, but you had a big game that next week. I told you, go get 200 yards. But what was it like? Like, that had to feel great for you to rehab the way you did. It's lonely rehabbing.
Yeah.
You told us about that. So I was really thrilled for you as a Jet fan that you had such a great season. What was it like for you?
Yeah, you know, the whole rehab process, it sucks. But I knew, like, I kind of had to take time and just get away from everybody so I could really lock in, just be on my own and make sure I'm doing everything I need to do. And it definitely paid off. You know, we didn't have the result that we wanted this season, but I was just happy that I could get through the season healthy. And then, you know, when we were playing Denver, I went back to the spot I got hurt and everything, and just, you know, just reminisced, thought about the last year, and I was like, okay, like, I'm back, I'm good, and, you know, I'm just happy to be here, you know.
Yeah. Quincy, I'm wondering here. I watch Patrick Mahomes and I'm like, man, why can't the Jets have a quarterback like that? Just one time.
Oh,
but you do with Aaron Rodgers. Do you watch it? Do you guys, like, view him the same way? Do you watch him and, like, holy, this guy's incredible.
Yeah, playmaker.
Yes.
Yeah. For real. It's
amazing. Even as football players, you guys watch it like that.
Playing against him, too, at practice, though. So, like, it takes your game up to a different level because, like, let's be honest, a gold jacket guy that you're playing against every single day in practice. So, he getting, like, the same. Like, he even ran practice squad for us. He was a practice squad quarterback.
Really?
For real. Like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, no job is so small for him. Like, he's teaching us and stuff like that. So, he actually made us a better defense, too, though.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And it's amazing to watch him, even, like, for me, just mid-play, like, when I first started practicing again. And, you know, I knew I had to be on my P's and Q's from the first day I stepped out on practice because you step up and he's changing the whole play. He's making your route different and everything.
Sure.
So, you have to be all eyes and ears with him and just be really attentive because he – like the way he likes to do things is, as long as everybody's on the same page, then you're going to be fine and you're going to get the job done.
Are you guys excited to get Aaron back next year?
Yeah.
Try it all over again?
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, four plays, man. I need more than four plays. I need to see it play out.
It was crazy.
Leading up to that, bro, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. Just like the energy in the energy on the field, energy in the locker room, leading up. I mean,
it was so weird because the game actually turned out to be, it was such an exciting
game. Yeah, it was crazy.
My wife and kids were at the game.
Okay.
And they were so disappointed.
Yeah.
After four plays, like, they're like, and I didn't want to go because I didn't want to jinx it, but yet I jinxed it anyway. Mm-hmm. Just by watching
probably
the game.
Probably should have
went. No, and they wanted to leave, and I said, no, stick around. But that was a really cool ending for you guys anyway. Yeah. Zach Wilson, like, what do you guys make of that whole situation as it played out through it? The notion that Zach didn't want to play quarterback to me is absurd. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because it wasn't true, right?
Yeah. No.
I mean, that's one of those things with the roller coaster of the season, just that outside noise, just keeping it outside. Like,
right.
Us as a team, I mean, like, they were saying that type of stuff, but we were sticking with our boys, you feel me? Like, when he came back, he was like, bro, I'm going to play the rest of the season, like, finish out the end of the season. We was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, we ain't never think nothing about it.
Sure. Yep.
You feel me?
Go-to wing, Super Bowl Sunday, Quincy.
Go-to wing, Lemon Pepper.
Lemon pepper,
honey barbecue,
honey barbecue, video games. Yeah. You don't like a lot of people around, do you?
I'm chilling.
All right, one more time. I have you guys sign my hat here on the way out, though. Quincy, you go first now on Bounty, okay? On the way out here, promote Bounty. Right, tell us what you're doing.
Promote Bounty. Here we go. Bounty, the quicker picker upper. No matter how much sauce you need with wings.
The quicker picker.
Hey, I like that one, though, just because I don't like my fingers dirty while I'm eating. And, like, wings, that's the worst, like, because it's barbecue sauce and stuff. Yeah. So, like, extra saucy, I'm good now because I got Bounty.
How ridiculous is my hair look right now? And don't lie.
It's
don't
fine. Lie.
Now, good. You hit this right here.
It looks good. Breeze, don't look good.
You're good. You're good.
Then you're going to put your hat back on.
All right, well, now you're going to sign. I'll ask Breeze one more time on the way out to get maximum plug for Bounty.
Hey, his punchline was better,
Bounty. I want to hear it again.
His punchline was better. Let's see what you got. Here we go. Cook it.
Feel me?
Bounty.
You get dirty with some sauce, Bounty going to come get it right off.
That's all you need. Brees, last time I spoke to you, I said, go have a game. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now I'm speaking to you again. And I'm telling you, next year, go win a Super Bowl, guys.
Okay? There we go.
Have a season. I've been a fan of this team for 40 years. Give me something. Okay?
I got you.
All right, I love you guys.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate you guys. Have fun the rest of the week, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Tony Pollard, Cowboys running back, is with us. He is with us on behalf of Ascent Pro Team. What are you doing with Ascent Pro Team, man?
I teamed up with Ascent spring 2023. You know, they have a lot of different protein products that they offer. They have post-workout protein products. They have pre-workout products. They have plant-based protein products. And, you know, they have a lot of different flavors, a lot of different varieties to pick from. You know, my personal favorites would be chocolate and the vanilla bean. Those are some of my go-tos. And the strawberry lemonade pre-workout.
Nice. What was that sound, Billy?
I just like how good tasting protein has become, because before, back in the day, it was just like a chalky powder.
Right.
Like, oh,
right.
You'd struggle to bring it down. If you didn't mix it, it was dry. You'd cough up and it'd shoot out of your mouth. Now it's delicious.
You're agreeing, Tony? Yes.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying your time in Vegas?
I am.
What have you been getting into?
I just got here. Yesterday was my first day. Got here a little late. Flight was delayed, but we'll see where it goes today.
You're saying for the game? Listen, Vegas is like a lazy river. You just let it take you where it takes you, okay? Don't fight it. If it takes you to a blackjack table, it takes you to a blackjack table, you know?
Gotcha.
Are you staying for the game?
Nah.
Nah? Why? Why are you saying it like that? It's too hard to watch?
Yeah, I really watch it at home.
Really? Like, you don't want to go to a Super Bowl until you're playing in a Super Bowl? Is it one of those kind of deals?
Yeah.
Really? All right. Your season with the Cowboys, kind of an interesting season. What'd you make of all the comments from some of the family members of some of your teammates after the loss with everything with Dak Prescott? What'd you make of all that?
I mean, that's family.
Yeah.
You know, you try to do your best to keep them out of it.
Right.
Try not to have them go public with anything, but that's family. They're going to always have your back over anybody, so you should expect that.
Families get emotional, yes.
Yeah,
because they want you guys to win. What do you like to do when you're not playing football? What's the thing that Tony Pollard most likes to do when he's not playing football?
I'm probably chilling, watching a movie, or I'm on the game playing UFC.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie would be probably Friday. Mm.
Really? And video games? A lot of video games, right?
I'm big on the UFC. I play that a little bit. You can see me on Call of Duty every once in a while. That was pretty much my only two that I play.
we have Austin Eckler on the show every single week. He's become a friend of ours, Raheem Mostert as well. And I always ask those guys, like, the body part. At this point, it's, you know, we're I guess, a month removed from the end of your season. The body part that hurts the most right now for you is what?
I'm good.
You're good? You're I'm totally good right fine? Now.
Yeah, I didn't have time to heal up.
Right.
Get myself together.
Right. But it's such a grueling position, man.
It is.
What do you make of what's happened to that position? Because it seems like people kind of – it happened with you guys, with mm-hmm. Zeke and with you, and then Zeke was out, and then you were the guy, and we'll see what happens moving forward here. But what do you make of the running back position? Because I don't feel like running backs are getting enough love, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's definitely tough if you're in our position, you know, in the running back position. But, you know, it's kind of hard to tell where it's going. I feel like we'll have a better understanding once the free agency market gets started this year.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of hard to speak on it right now.
Right.
Did you let after your season ended, there was lots of rumblings, and it seems like every season, for whatever reason, the question is Mike McCarthy, what's going on there? What's going on there? It has to be frustrating, number one, but is that something now that you just block out? Because then you hear, oh, what if Bill Belichick goes over there? So it's like, it feels like every game you're playing, you're almost playing to make sure that your coach is safe, because if not, there's just going to be rumors.
Yeah, I mean, once you've been playing for the Cowboys so long, you have to learn to block out any of the noise. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever you see, whatever post or report you see, no matter who it's from, you have to learn to block it out until you actually see that in person. Like, until you actually see, like, a coaching change has been made or right. a trade or something. But, like, because it'll do you more harm than it will help you.
When the season's over, is it easy for you to, like, disconnect from football, or do you stay kind of following the team, seeing who's going to make it to the Super Bowl? Or are you just like, I'm
done? He's disconnected, Billy. He doesn't want to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I hadn't even watched the game.
Yeah,
since we got put out, I hadn't watched any football.
You haven't watched a single second of football since you were eliminated? Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. Like, what? It just hurts to watch? Like, you feel like you should?
I know.
You feel like you should still be playing,
facts.
Don't you, Tony? Yes? Facts. Really? And so you can't watch it because it's too painful. Like, Mike Golic does this all the time. He never made it to a Super Bowl, and he has a hard time covering these Super Bowls because he wanted to go to one as a player, never had the opportunity to do so.
It's hard.
It's crazy. The craziest thing you've seen Micah Parsons do in a weight room? He's crazy, right? Like, he's – Austin Eckler calls him a werewolf, okay?
It's hard. It's kind of hard for me to find some crazy in the weight room. Now, on the field – it's all type of things, but
is he the best athlete on the team?
He's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you're the best athlete on
I'm
the team?
I'm definitely in that conversation.
Oh man. So you don't know how long you're gonna stay in Vegas. You know you're not gonna stay for the game, but like, do you have some things on your list? Is this your first time in Vegas?
It is.
So do you have things on your list like you have to check off, things you wanna see, things you wanna do, any of that?
I mean, actually for the most part, I'm out here working. I'm free. I got one free day out here and I'm gonna see where I go, but for the most part, I'm be busy, booked up.
What's it like playing for the Dallas Cowboys? There's a pressure that comes with that, right? Do you feel that pressure?
It's kind of hard for me to answer that because, you know, that's all I know is the Cowboys.
Right.
So, to me, it's normal. Like, all I know is media and the attention and being talked about every week, no matter what. No matter if we're playing or not, we're going to be talked about.
Right.
So, you get used to it. And then, like, me being here my whole career, so that's – it's to the point where it's normal. You just have to learn to block it out and be a pro and just keep yourself neutral.
Right. Tony, I have to be honest. I've been focused on your watch the entire time. I mean, it's a hell of a watch, man. You're proud of that watch, aren't you? But, Billy, why are you shaking your head? You haven't noticed that watch?
I noticed, but I'm not going to put it out there. You know what I mean?
Why? It's a nice watch. He's putting it out there, not me. All right, tell us one more time. We appreciate your time, buddy, and enjoy the rest of your week out here. Tell us one more time what you're doing with Ascent.
Yeah, so I teamed up with Ascent last year, spring 2023. They have a lot of different protein products they offer. They have post-workout protein. They have pre-workout proteins. They have plant-based post-workout proteins. They have a lot of different flavors to choose from. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, you want to stay in shape. You want to get some energy. You want to, you know, fill yourself up after the workout, you know, get some Ascent.
All right, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas, and try to enjoy the Super Bowl if you can, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Good luck, man.
Yep.
Devon Achan is with us on behalf of Pepsi and Carnival Cruise Line, the second Dolphin running back of the day, huh? How about that, Billy?
Big day for us, huh?
What's going on, man?
Let's go. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. What are you doing with Pepsi and Carnival?
You know, basically, I'm here, you know, partnering with Pepsi and Carnival, basically, you know, giving a chance for rookies to win a free cruise.
Billy loves cruises. Have you been on a cruise?
No, I haven't, so this would be a lot fun.
All right, so we have lots to talk about then in terms of cruises. Do they let you pick wherever you want to go?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm just, you know, there to enjoy myself.
You want to go somewhere tropical. You don't want to go to Alaska. I mean, eventually you want to go to Alaska, but not your first cruise. You don't want your first cruise to be Alaska. Go somewhere in the Caribbean. There's an Eastern Caribbean and a Western Caribbean. St. Kitts is beautiful. You like zip lining?
Yeah.
Oh, you can zip line through the mountains of St. Kitts and the rainforest. It's incredible. Cruises are great because, one, you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's all paid for.
Yeah, I heard about that. You're a professional athlete, man.
Well, you can pay for whatever you want anyways, but you feel like you're making a deal here. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The more you eat, the more you drink, the more you feel like you're making money even though you already paid for it.
Yeah, I heard a lot. You know, my family went on cruises, but I always been like, you know, at school, you know, away at sports. I've always been doing something sports related. So I never actually got a chance to, you know, go on a cruise with the family.
You enjoying Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
First time here?
No.
You said that like you're a cagey veteran.
I mean, it's like my second time, but, you know, it's always fun when you come out of places like this.
How was your first year in the NFL? Like, how was it? What was different between the NFL and college?
I don't got to do schoolwork.
Nice.
That's yeah, but difference. You had to study film, though, then.
That's different. That's something I like doing.
You enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
We ask Raheem this all the time, and he says, so I asked him, Mostert, Tariq Hill, Waddle, who wins a 100-yard dash? And he always says the same answer. He says it's you. Do you agree with him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You're the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah.
By a lot.
I'm not going to say by a lot, but, yeah, I am, though.
You beat Tariq Hill.
Yes.
Tyreek got you, though, later in the season. He broke your speed record.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I think
I would have noticed.
I think he got the 22-23.
So, like, we do, like, a miles per hour thing. And, yeah. Like, we got one at practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got the fast time.
Okay, perfect.
Did you enjoy being on Hard Knocks? Was that cool for you guys?
I mean, it's cool, but because right. you don't really notice they're there. Because like, you just go by like it's a regular day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our producers, Chris Cody, was very concerned about Tua not being that good in the accuracy skills. Do you want to, like, I want you to tell Chris to shut up if you don't mind. Like, who cares? It's a Pro Bowl skills competition.
So he basically was talking about Tua and his accuracy.
Well, Tua prides himself on being the most, and Mike McDaniel does as well, on Tua being the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. And he was very concerned about Tua because he wasn't that accurate at the Pro Bowl.
It's a Pro Bowl.
Exactly.
Like,
thank you.
It's carnival games. It doesn't matter. That's not football.
He out there having fun. Like.
Exactly right. How miserable was that game in Kansas City?
It was bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Obviously because, you know, we lost, of course. But just not us losing, like, it was cold, but, like, when you lose it and you lose the game, like, it just feels way more cold than it is.
Do you love Miami? Do you love living in Miami? Yeah?
Yeah.
What, in terms of the Super Bowl, when you look at these two teams, the Chiefs and the 49ers, what are you thinking here? Because you played the Chiefs. I don't think you played the 49ers, but you played the Chiefs.
Yeah,
how are you feeling about the game?
It's going to be a great game. Both teams are great. Both teams got, you know, players on offense and defense side of the ball.
Right.
And I just think it comes down to, like, whoever make the least mistakes.
You like to play blackjack or anything?
Nah.
Nah? What are you gonna get into here? Like, you gonna do anything? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the gambler type, but.
Right. How about shows, though?
Just say I'm not gambling. Just say I'm not gambling. Because here's the thing. The rules are always changing. So they're like, yeah, no, it's cool. You can play blackjack. No, go to a slot machine. And then guess what? Next week they change the rules. You didn't know that, and then boom, 4-game suspension. Just say no. If they ask you anything about gambling, not interested. Not for me. No, thank you. Yeah, I'm here for Pepsi.
Yeah, I don't gamble. Though.
Exactly right. You won. You already won. What do you have to gamble for?
What's the matter with you?
I'm giving him advice. I'm trying to protect him here. You're like the look. He's like the little devil on your shoulder. I'm trying to be the angel on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Making sure that we're in good shape so that next year I don't know why I'm saying we, like I'm on the Dolphins, but next year we're in good shape. Mm-hmm. We come back. Me, you, Raheem, Mikey, we're there, and we go all the way to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Next year, we're not going to be able to talk to you. You know why? You're not going to be doing this because
you'll be in the Super Bowl
for the game. Exactly right. You're going to be in New Orleans. You're going to be preparing for the game. You're not going to have time for any of this stuff.
That's all good.
That's what I'm saying.
He thinks he should be there now.
Is it hard for you after you guys got eliminated by the Chiefs? Is it hard for you to watch the playoffs?
I wouldn't say it's hard, but I mean, I feel like that we think like as a team, like we know that we're a great team, and we know that we can be here.
Yeah, right.
So I pretty much think like that's the hard part.
We talked to Tony Pollard earlier, and he said
he can't watch after
we got eliminated. I couldn't watch anymore.
Yeah. I mean, everybody different, man.
Yeah.
I feel like I watch it, you know, like you said, I still love the game of football, so you can learn from other teams, mm-hmm. you know, other team mistakes.
Sure.
I mean, I just figure out that's why I watch it.
Yeah.
Are you like the rest of us? Like, do you watch Patrick Mahomes and marvel at his ability?
No, Patrick Mahomes is great, man. So being a rookie, like, my first time, like, actually, like, when playing against him, like, seeing him.
Right.
Like, not on TV.
Yes.
And, like, that he real. Like, that's not, like, that's what he, like, that's something, like, he does. Like, it's just not. You watch it on TV, like, it's different when you, like, there in person. So he's a fun quarterback to watch.
What do you enjoy doing most when you're not playing football or studying film?
I play video games.
Video games, man.
Yeah.
You play against other guys?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who you play against on the Dolphins?
I played against Tyreek Hill a couple times. And me and Raheem, we play on Warzone.
Do you guys talk trash to each other?
No, we be on the same team on Warzone.
You're on the same team?
Yeah.
How about the other game, though, with Tariq? Same team?
No, we play against each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, of course we talk trash.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate it, man. One more time on the way out, tell us what you're doing with Pepsi and Carnival.
So basically, man, just invite all rookies a chance to come with a free cruise. Tap the link at PepsiRookieCruise.com and, you know, get a chance to win your free cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, man. It was fun watching you play this year. And continued success and enjoy the rest of the week.
Congratulations, by the way. You're nominated for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Well done, man. We enjoyed watching you in Miami, so continued success to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't? The great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.